You're listening to the Unsigned Chat podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unsigned Chat podcast. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Jaina Jennings. So, Jaina, how are you doing, my dear? You well?
I am. How about you?
Yeah, not bad. Still in lockdown, so...
Bummer.
Yes,
man.
Absolutely. So you're allowed out for, like, essential reasons.
Groceries, yeah. Is that the only essential thing?
Yes, groceries, your daily exercise. But yes, that is life as we know it. I'm just looking forward to the vaccine.
I'm looking forward to having these back to normal and all this to just be over already. My gosh, it's been ages.
It hurt. So, Jaina, on this week's podcast, we are speaking with Swedish country singer-songwriter who's actually based in LA, Sandra North. So, Sandra, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's life treating you?
Good. It's kind of slower than usual, you know, with everything going on, but it's good.
Yes.
How are you guys?
I'm good, thanks. And yes, everything's so different now, but much slower than it was.
Yes.
Yeah. With everything going on.
Like the new normal, like everyone says.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's just in England, we're back in lockdown.
Oh, right.
So you're allowed out for essential purposes only.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm well familiar with my walls of my house.
Yes, I get that. I feel the same though. I've stayed inside most of the previous year, I have to say. Like, I've been very careful, so I go out for walks and stuff like that, and I might see a friend or two, but usually outdoors. So these four walls are very familiar now.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because you kind of get so familiar with the four walls that you see like cobwebs that you never realize you have.
Right. The cracks in the walls and the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, how long has that been there for?
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us what you've been up to musically then, Sandra.
I stayed busy last year anyways, which I'm very thankful for. Like, life was very hectic, and I did need more time, so that's something we got, all of us, and I used it to finish editing and fixing a few songs, and I promoted my releases a lot, and I've done a lot of podcast interviews and live streams and things like that everyone started doing, which kind of opened up a lot of new doors too, because it's possible to reach further that way, and I've connected more with Europe and Scandinavia and things like that. So I released three singles last year. Even the last one was kind of a surprise. Like, I got to know this producer through my friend, and he had a Christmas song, and he asked me if I wanted to record it with his band, and I'm super thankful for that. And it came out just on Christmas Day, almost even. I don't know if you guys have heard it.
California, yeah, Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very, very happy we finished it and we got it out. We planned to have it out a little bit earlier, but it was so much going on, and we tried, you know, recording it from separate homes because we were very careful with COVID at least we got it done and then we got it out, and I'm super thankful.
All in God's timing.
Yes, yes. I mean, it is what it is. It's time. So whatever we were able to do, I'm happy for that.
So did you say you'd been doing some like online shows, like online streaming shows?
Yeah.
How did you find them? What was that like compared to like obviously going out performing face to face with real people?
I mean, it's very different, I have to say, but it's still like you kind of you learn to do those there in the way that they are, you know. It's kind of a skill you have to develop because it is quite different from being in front of your audience. But it's very nice when they interact with you, when, you know, the ones that where they can comment and kind of be there with you, which is super nice. And we had some really good ones where they're asking questions and like having fun with us. And we love that. And luckily I have my guitarist still here. So we've kind of done the lockdown together so that we're still able to work and play and things like that, which is nice.
Are you looking forward to getting back out then and doing some
face to face gig.
Yes, of course. Yes, that's what we all love. We miss that for sure. I don't know when it'll open up, but when everything is safe again, then yeah, for sure. It would be amazing to even go to Europe and do some things there.
Because you're from Sweden originally, is that correct?
Yeah.
So what made the move to LA then? What was the connection there?
I've always wanted to go to America. I didn't have a specific place in mind. And then when I started researching music and decided that I wanted to go for that, it was more of finding a school where I thought that I would develop the most and get the most out of it. So LA, in Hollywood, here in Hollywood, I found Musicians Institute, and that's where I applied in 2015. So I didn't expect to stay here for so long, but I've been here ever since.
I imagine LA is a lot warmer than Sweden
this
time of year.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I'm not a winter person, so it's way too cold in Sweden for me. Every winter I kept, you know, swearing to myself, this is the last one, I have to move, but because it's so cold. But yeah, I really appreciate the warmth here. We get some rain and stuff, but it's okay. It's like fall in Sweden.
It's like warm rain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually not that bad. I mean, it can rain for a couple of days, sometimes a couple of weeks, and that's like our winter, and it's fine. You put on a scarf and like a jacket. The temperature goes down a little bit, like maybe 12 even degrees Celsius. But I mean, for me, that's fine. That's not winter. It's completely endurable. That's amazing.
So what's your songwriting style then? When you write a song, how do you kind of go about that? Do you have like a set process or?
No, I think it's a little different depending on how they come about. For me, I write the lyrics, so it's whatever I feel in the if I feel something in the moment, if something like comes to me, like ideas come kind of whenever. So if I'm on the bus, look, I write them down in my phone. But usually I need to sit down like on my own to finish them. And then the music I put together with my guitarist, Juan Abeja. Usually I work with a few other people too, but usually it's him and me as the core team. And we work very well together. And sometimes, you know, he comes up with the music first and then, you know, I write to whatever feeling we had or what we wanted to write about. You know, we have like maybe an idea and then I try to get the lyrics out, you know? It's hard to explain, but if they come out, they come about a bit differently, I think, depending on the process. Yeah.
And when you're sort of like co-writing with someone, who's in charge? Who has the ultimate say? I always think that co-writing with someone, I mean, Jaina, you'll be able to answer this as well, but I always think when you co-write with someone as well, you've got to kind of be on the same wavelength of what you're working on.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, sometimes it might be hard because you have both people are strong individuals and you have your idea on what you want to hear or how you want it to sound. But for us, at least, we know each other very well and we kind of have the same taste in music. And he supports me. He has his own band too. So when he wants to do his music, he will do, you know, his music and do whatever he wants. And with me, he kind of bends, I think, a little bit towards what I want to do more. But it's still like his flavor, you know, his touch on it. And I trust him completely when it comes to the music. So whatever, you know, to me, it's to see what goes on in his head and like the melodies or the riffs, the stuff, you know, that he feels like, oh, we need to have this here. Like, okay, yeah, I completely trust him in that. And sometimes I have opinions too, which is nice that I can communicate that too. You know, oh, I love what you did there. Like, go that way instead in the solo or something like that. So it's a give and take, but it's fun.
How many songs have you written to date then so far?
We are, I think it's about 5-6 songs. It's not that many. We're still, some are in the process. We've had them like around for a while and we're trying to finish them up. And I have tons of ideas in my phone, but it's just that thing of sitting down and completing it. Yeah, but I have like the idea of my EP. So I have a couple of songs that specifically I know will be on it and that are like almost finished. So it's just a matter of being able to finish them.
So I imagine that's the thing, isn't it? Like even when we talk to a lot of artists, you always seem to have a lot of songs they've either started or bits of songs from certain thoughts that they've had.
Have you ever written down a line or a thought in a book or like on your phone or something and kind of ditch the idea and then go back and revisit or find a home for it later?
Yeah, I have actually. I did. I the same story about a broken heart came about that way. It was just one evening. I think I got like a couple of lines in my head that I really liked, so I wrote them down and just like in a note in my phone. And then a couple of months later, I was writing a bunch of verses about how I felt in a specific subject, and then I just sort of thought that it fit, you know. And I went back to that, and I picked those up, and that became like the first two lines of the chorus. So yeah, it's very cool that way when you kind of make it fit and you realize you can go back and retrieve things. And then, you know, the title itself, my guitarist came up with like on the spot in the studio too. So sometimes like things change like as you're recording even. And that, like, I was even changing some lines in that song on the spot, like in the second verse or something like that. Like really, it was very spontaneous too, you know, as you are finishing it, which is really cool when you have like a successful session and you feel like everything fits. So that's a really amazing feeling.
If you had to pick like one of your songs that you've written, which would you say is your favorite?
I think that one is my favorite. I don't know. It was just so much fun in the studio that day. And I've wanted an upbeat kind of, you know, bitter, angry song where I can get out my aggressions and my broken hearts, those kind of feelings. I've wanted a song like that my whole life. So for me, that song was like the song that I aimed to write since I was like a teenager or something. So I really love that song. And I love how it came out, like how it came together.
Who's your musical influences then?
In country today, I love Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, Tenille Arts, New Girl. I adore her lyrics and her storytelling. Taylor Swift is amazing. Back in the day, it was a lot of classic pop and rock kind of from Sweden, from my parents. And there's a lot of them. Like if we go way back, it's more pop. So today it's more country. to explain it, because country is not that big in Sweden back in the 80s, 90s.
Because I think if I remember correctly, I think pop was very big.
Yeah,
in Sweden,
it's huge.
Wasn't it?
It's what we do, I feel. So there's a lot of pop in me too. I feel like I'm a mix, you know. And I grew up even loving Britney, so like there's a lot of, like, I love to dance. There's a lot of those kind of expressions in me too, and love to perform.
It takes variety. Like it. For it to have like to have a multi-dimensional sound, like you have to expand into other genres. And so I love when an artist is like, I love this, but I also love this, because that makes well-rounded music. That makes an artist that has such a cool sound where you're not going to be able to find. I mean, because everybody's got their own definition of country pop, and everybody has their own definition of country. And so when an artist can actually put those two together in a unique way, that's really important. That determines your career when you've got that sound.
Yeah, that's very well put. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not like I just kind of ended up in country because it's very warm and charming and like a lot about stories. And for me, I've always liked to write, and I identify very easily with other people's stories. Like, plus I am from a small town, so it's something I relate to. But I would only write what comes from the heart and what feels real to me. So country is just sort of where I felt at home, I guess, being out here too. Because pop today looks so different too. And that's like, I don't feel like that's exactly where I'm at. So it's somewhere in between, I guess. But yeah, I think people do a lot of crossovers too. Maybe some songs are more pop, some are more country. I love rock too. So there's like a lot of that in me too.
When was the kind of moment that you thought, I want to get into music, music's, you know, what I want to do? Was there like a specific song you heard or something specific that, I don't know, something that just triggered something in you that kind of said, music's what I want to do?
I thought about that a lot. I think I was just always surrounded with music because my dad is a huge fan of a bunch of rock bands, and he plays the guitar, and he just always did music around me kind of, but on a hobby level. So I was always, you know, very interested, and with the headphones on from, you know, I was born and dancing in front of the mirror. I think I would just always that was my dream. That was what I loved to do, but I was a little, I didn't realize that I like could do it, because it's also the mentality, and you're, when you're from a small town, it's you don't really have those role models around where you see people doing that. So it kind of took me a while, even as an adult, before I kind of kicked myself in the butt and like, okay, Sandra, you need to do this. This is something you've been wanting your whole life. And you know, when you realize that the reasons for not doing it are not there anymore, and like, why am I not doing this? Then it's just like, you need to start doing it. if it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it kind of comes a point, doesn't it, where you just kind of, enough of the excuses, yeah, now I'm just going to do,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I felt like I had everything, you know, as an adult life, I had everything in place otherwise, but it was like something missing when you can't really put your finger on it, and something just doesn't feel right. Like, I'm not meant to work a 9-to-5 job the rest of my life. Like, that's not where my passion is at. And I felt like I owe it to myself to explore that, those, yeah, those dreams that I've always had, you know.
So is your music career, is that a full-time thing? Well, obviously with COVID and everything, but is it a full-time career that you've got in music at the moment?
Well, right now I'm still out here, I'm still taking classes, so I'm also a student, but yeah, but I mean,
okay,
pretty much, because it becomes like your business, so you, that is what I actually do, but to you know, to get forward and stuff. So yeah, I spend a lot of time with it. That it, yeah, waking up, you do your passion because it's what you have to do, kind of. It's like you're on this trail now and there's no like getting off.
Do you find that you sometimes like wake up in the middle of the night with like an idea of a song in your head that you've got to like write down or record into your phone or something?
I found that is an interesting question, because sometimes when you're really tired, kind of the best ideas come to you when you're like in between sleeping and awake, which is a very weird state of mind. So mm-hmm. You got to kind of pay attention if so, and kind of stop and like, oh wait, I do have to write this down, and kind of wake yourself up, you know, because sometimes I feel like I'm half asleep and I'm writing stuff, and then, you know, if you don't write it down, it's completely gone in the morning. Yeah.
Have you ever dreamed lyrics or a tune or an idea?
Not completely dreamed, I think, but that in between state, yeah, a couple of times, even with my friend's song. Sometimes I know like he's working on a song, and if I can't sleep, I'm sort of, you know, half asleep, I'm trying to write lyrics in my head. It's always like busy up there, but
that's how I feel. I dream, yeah, songs so much, and it's like I really wish I'm very thankful for the ability, but like I really sometimes I'm like, I wish I could turn my brain off for 5 minutes and sleep.
Right. yeah we're all, there's always something up there.
Kind of, what's the next thing you're kind of working on then for when everything goes back to normal? So what's your sort of plans at the moment?
Yeah, it is kind of hard to make definite plans, because we don't really know how things are going to pan out yet, but we're still working on those final songs. So I have a couple in the making that I hope to release as soon as I can. So we're working on that, and then as far as Sweden and Europe and things like that, I'm going to wait it out a little bit and see, you know, when the vaccine is out and see what happens, because it's too soon to tell. I'm trying to just stay safe. And here it's very strange, because Hollywood, I live right in Hollywood, and it used to be so much movement and so much people, you know, people everywhere and tourists and events. And now it's like so dead. It's so quiet. Especially after dark, like there's no one on the streets, and yeah, even your everyday life is so different. We used to have shows all the time, even, you know, going to see other shows or talk shows or concerts. So it's very different. It's like Hollywood became a small town. I mean, I'm used to it from Sweden, but I wasn't used to it like here.
I imagine that's the thing, is it? When you come from like a really small town, yeah, and then go to Hollywood, it's like,
yeah,
polar opposites. And then when Hollywood, yeah, goes really quiet during the pandemic, you,
yeah,
must have obviously noticed a big difference.
Yeah, it took a little bit getting used to, but now it's like, okay, we're back to the small town life. It's okay. Like, we go to the store and we go back home. That's it. But hopefully it'll open back up soon.
I'm sure it will. Things can't get any worse.
No, never
for sure.
Say that.
Yeah. Oh, don't jinx it.
Things can always get worse. Let's don't.
It can't get.
Yeah, how many things didn't happen last year? They fit everything into 1 year, so yeah.
I'm trying to be optimistic, Jana. Every time I never said, could it get worse? It does. And it's like, wish I had just said, okay, that's fine. Like, I don't know. I was telling my mom today that I felt like with my life, it's Murphy's Law. Like, anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh. Well, that's not good. You got to, yeah. Nope. Try to
that's me. Yeah. I mean, I'm a happy person, but like I do try to be like always on the bright side. Like things can get worse, so yeah. I'm gonna enjoy it before it does.
I wouldn't say it's a waste. I think there's at least for me there's been happy moments too.
I feel like there has been equally as many blessings as not in the past year. Like there have been good things and bad things and.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't been able to go anywhere, at least we've still been able to like see people virtually, whereas, you know, imagine we couldn't see each other, you know, or talk to each other without, you know, we have the technology that's made that possible. So I'm trying to look at this as like, well, you know, if we had to have a pandemic, I'm glad we also have FaceTime.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jane. I think you know, mm-hmm. it'd be a lot different
write
if we
letters.
Didn't have technology.
Right. I'm going to write a letter to Grandma down the road.
Jaina, don't laugh. I remember those days.
Write a letter, see if they're still okay.
I remember when you had to send
I did
letters
too.
To pen pals.
That is still a thing. Like, you don't have to write to Grandma, like, hope you haven't got COVID.
I would have been sad out here, though, because it would have taken forever for my letters to reach Sweden. I would never have heard from them. And then they would have been lost, too, I bet.
Yes, you see, people just seem to forget that there was a thing where you had to send letters and there was a day before the internet.
I was even excited to, like, buy new paper. You know, what's it called? Like, the pen pal paper, you know, that you wrote on. Like, there were so many pretty ones when you were little. Yeah. And you,
stationery.
Yes, thank you. And you would, you know, take your time and sit and write.
Yeah, used to be a lot of shops, didn't they? They have different sort of stationery for writing your letters. And do you write in a ballpoint pen or a fountain pen? What color ink are you going to use on the letter?
I don't know what y'all are talking about. This ain't that old.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, to be fair though, I mean, the internet's only been around since, was it 19?
Oh, wow, that's early. I was not that early. I didn't have a computer until I was an adult, pretty much.
I think it was 1991, 1992. I do think that the one album every artist should do is an album of all the songs that have never made an album, and it should be called The Songs That Never Made an Album.
Yeah,
album.
I agree. I mean, you know, the biggest artist that I followed my whole life, I think that, you know, all these unreleased songs kind of leak out and all the fans have them. Anyways, but it's kind of hard to get them. So, I would wish that too, that they just put them on an album so it's easier to access.
So, Sandra, how can people find you online?
Instagram is probably the one I use the most. So, and that one is SandraNorth_official. So please follow that one. And then I'm on Facebook too, of course, Sandra North Music. And I have my website, SandraNorthOfficial.com. Oh, gosh, all of the handles are slightly different, but... Yeah, SandraNorthOfficial.com. Spotify, YouTube. I got my videos up on YouTube, so please go subscribe and check them out.
Also, a big thanks to everyone who listens to our podcasts each week. Thank you so much for joining us for that. And we hope you'll continue to listen to our podcasts. Hope you can join us next week for another episode of the Unsigned Chat podcast. But until then, have a great week.